This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. I am Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. How are you, Mike? I'm feeling 20 times better today. I don't think you're going to have to bail me out as much because the coughing seems to have subsided. So as I say that, I feel a little itch back there, but we should be good. We should be good.
Every time someone's like, I'm sick today, like I feel a little cough in my throat.
It's kind of a mental thing. Probably got it. You know, you probably got it. You came back to visit me when no one else did, and I'll forever be grateful for that on Tuesday
during the World Gives Day. I just wondered how you were feeling. You know,
it was
normally
you're
out hanging around with people, cheering them up.
I didn't want to get a bunch of different nonprofit people sick before an extremely busy time of year, as they're out, you know,
helping out the people.
I didn't want to be like, you know, patient zero or anything like that, Mike. So
you're a true hero, Brady.
I am a true hero. It was sad though, because everyone's hugging and crying and being awesome with each other and celebrating a great cause, and I'm back there by myself, like, hey guys, you know what's going on? And it was a sad day, but we're back. We're ready to go.
I was worried about you because you had your little bubble up, like your little plastic bubble.
As I say that, I cough. Yeah, the Bubble Boy. Did you ever see Bubble Boy
with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
It was not very good. It was funny, but okay. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. I knew I got too cocky. There's the cough right there. I just get excited on the show, Mike, and to hear from all the hooligans, and it's a fun time. The good for me, Mike, I did not have ESPN Plus last year for most of the year. I just didn't have it. I don't know. I watch a bunch of games on other things, and if it's not on my DirecTV, then I'm not probably going to catch it. But mainly because the UNC Bears, most of their stuff is on ESPN Plus. It's like, all right, I gotta go here. It has opened up. Like, I watched like four games last night. And they weren't like the full games, but I'm going, this one ends and I bop over to this one. And it is so cool. I love just randomly going through the live portion and be like, oh, that looks like a good game. Click. Oh, blowout. Get out of there. Go to the next one. I just got to say, man, ESPN Plus is great. However, I got to give props to Jerry Schimmel and the fine folks at UNC. Like, their basketball broadcast is way better. I'm watching a Mount West game last night, and then I'm watching another random conference game. It was you would have hated it. It was so distorted. You know, every time you get excited, you know, that kind of thing, and you could barely hear them. Camera was weird. Replays were odd. So thank you to Jerry Schimmel and the crew over there at ESPN Plus for what they're doing to cover the UNC Bears. The bad for me, we did get this, Michael, on the Two-Man Game podcast. If you follow the UNC Bears, I do that with head coach Steve Smiley. Great chat today. Quinn Danker did break his hand. He broke his hand 3 minutes into the South Dakota game. Here's what I'm told and what I can report. He's going to be out for the remainder of the year, meaning 2025. So he'll miss, obviously, the Texas Tech game. probably the DU game, probably the CU game. But there's a decent chance that he will be ready to go early on in January, maybe late January. But he is not, at least based on the information I have today, he is not out for the season. Far from it. So good news, kind of bad news, though, because you don't want him to miss any games. They got a big one against Texas Tech next week.
Will,
top 25
will he
team.
Be wearing a little hand thing?
It's a shooting hand. So I don't know how much you want to. It's not going to be like Justin Herbert with his bionic hand or whatever. He's going to have to. Hopefully it heals fast is all I'm going to say.
Well, hopefully he's not. He doesn't look like Mega Man 2.
Don't know what that
he's
is.
He's like running around and shooting things.
Yeah, I don't know. The ugly. Have you been following this story, Mike? The Sherrone Moore story out of Michigan.
The pedophile.
We're going to get more information on it. I don't know what
allegedly.
You're reading. Allegedly, right. Let's not make light of it, you know, because this is a pretty serious thing. I'm only going to discuss what I have seen in the major networks today because there is a lot of stuff out there. But here's what we know. Now former Michigan coach, they fired him hours before this story basically went nuts. So at first it was, oh, they just fired Sherrone Moore with cause. Wonder what's going on there. Pretty late in the season to be firing a coach. Then you read that Sherrone Moore is in custody at the Washtenaw, Michigan County Jail. He was put in jail Wednesday night as a suspect in an alleged assault hours after he was fired as Michigan's football coach. The school said they fired him for what was an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Moore was initially detained by police on Wednesday and turned over to authorities in Pittsfield Township for investigation into potential charges. The report, the police released a statement Wednesday night saying they responded at 4:10 p.m. to the 3,000 block of Ann Arbor Saline Road for the purposes of investigation and investigating an alleged assault. A suspect in this case was taken into custody. This incident does not appear to be random in nature, and there appears to be no ongoing threat to the community. There's a lot that's going on with this story. How far do you want to go into it? Depending on what you read. Okay, Mike, should we just for the sake of argument talk about some of the rumors that are out there? He had a relationship with a staff member, and that's against their rules. And he was married, by the way. There are a lot of things being thrown out there that she was pregnant, that he was not wanting her to have the child. He threatened her. He broke in with a knife to her home, threatened her, then threatened himself and said, I'm going to take my own life then. And they found him at a church. Now, Michael, I'm trying to be very clear on this. What I'm reading from the ESPN story has none of those details. Okay? So what we know is he's in custody. At the time of the investigation is ongoing. Given the nature of the allegations, the need to maintain the integrity of the investigation and its current status at this time, we are prohibited from releasing additional details.
The fact that they didn't release additional details made me think a minor was involved.
Correct. And this is why I'm just wanting to say, because I saw Adam Schefter post something, and he's kind of getting under fire here, because he's like, well, we haven't heard his side of the story yet. Well, he was arrested, and many believe he had a knife on him or was threatening someone with that knife. So, awful story, Mike. I just want to be very clear here and try not to, because you can get on social media right now and you're going to read about 14 things right off the bat. If you search out Sherrone Moore, they're going to be as factual, and it's going to tell you everything I just described, which again, all we know is that he was arrested. That's kind of what we know right now. He's fired by Michigan. They're not giving us much. And the rumor mill is churning. And there's certainly a lot more to this. But we're trying, I want to try to be careful here because there's going to be a lot of speculation as to what happened here.
I wish it was just simply they were cheating again. I wish it was this, but why does it have to be that? Why does it have to be this?
Well, I mean, let's just go down that roll, that rabbit hole. You messed up. You're cheating. Going against your school's rules. I don't know how old she is. I don't know. If there's a baby involved, I don't know. But then Michigan finds out, fires you. Your wife either knows or you got to tell her or you know she's going to find out. Now maybe there's a child. I don't know, Mike. Again, we don't have that information. Tomorrow morning could be a completely different story. But the guy's world just crumbled at his own doing, by his own doing. But everything just crumbled. You have to feel like you absolutely lost everything. I mean, I would imagine inside that guy's brain was a terrible place to be last night. And I'm not trying to defend him. I'm saying things got to the point where they were so bad last night and everything that he had done and everything leading up to this had led him to mentally think, I should just check out. And here we go.
I feel like the next person we're going to hear from on his behalf is going to be his lawyer.
Yeah, I would imagine. Now, full disclosure, there was a lot of people that saw that he was fired before this news came out. And so there was a lot of people that are just like, wow, why fire him so late? What did he do? Is it just Michigan saying this is unacceptable? I mean, keep in mind, the football side of this is a program that's just trying to recover still from the Harbaugh stuff. Even though they won it all, there was stuff going on. There was the Stallion stuff, the cheating. Is that what you were talking about? The cheating?
Like, yeah.
I thought you were talking about just the cheating. Yeah, that was kind of a funny story, right? Guy had a vacuum place. And I don't even remember the gist of that, but like in Sheridan, it was a weird thing. This story is ugly. And if the rumors are true, it's even uglier. But we're still just kind of waiting to see where this goes. You know what's crazy about these kind of terrible stories, Mike? A week ago, who was the villain in college football?
College football?
No, who was the villain, though? One person. Guy that just jumped ship to another team. Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, the soulless Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And now
what, you look at this story, you kind of go over to Lane Kiffin and go, well, Lane Kiffin's just a car salesman. He's just kind of a sleaze bucket that decided to operate differently and obviously take advantage of the system. I don't even know if sleaze bucket is fair.
Sleaze bucket's fair. Didn't he cheat on his wife with much younger woman?
Yeah, I mean, we can get into that, but what he did to jump from Ole Miss to LSU is nothing compared to what we're seeing with this. And just sometimes things just shift right back into focus, right back into perspective. Lane's going to be considered a bad guy when it comes to football. This story is ugly, and I'm not sure just how far it's going to go.
Hopefully,
go ahead, Mike.
It does not go too far. Hopefully, what I am thinking is not true. Hopefully, it's not too bad. I think it's still bad. He's been arrested and he's been fired. That's what makes me think that there's more awful evil to this story. But hopefully,
well,
not.
It started out last night as they fired him. Probably because they weren't winning or whatever, and oh no, cause, what else happened, effective immediately. Then you're going, all right, what did he do? Was there an argument? Was there something? And then you get into this story. And it is, it's pretty ugly. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Hey, coming up today on the show at noon. I'm really excited about this. I'm not sure the full details on it, but this is near and dear to me. Obviously, our situation won't allow us. We're not going to be there, but Colorado State. They are doing on Sunday, December 14th, going up against Northern New Mexico at 1 o'clock. It is their neurodiversity inclusion game. And if you know what that, typically we're talking about autism. As you know, my 7-year-old, almost 8, is on the autistic spectrum. Ali Faroukmanesh and his lovely wife Mallory have a daughter. She is on the spectrum. Mike Brohard did a wonderful piece at ColoradoStateRams.com or at CSURams.com. And we're going to have Ali on at 12:05. Obviously, we'll talk about that. We will talk some basketball with him because I want to talk about the Dartmouth game with him too, and just kind of this how he handled that game because it was like he was getting mad at the starters and stuff. So we'll get into that, but I got a fun story, and I'll reiterate this with Ali when he's on. So for a while, I lived in the same neighborhood as Ali Faroukmanesh. So I would see him at the park once in a while. I'd see his wife around the neighborhood. My kiddo's playing on the playground one day, and there's like this little party going off to the side. So a few kids are sprinkling over to the playground. And my kid, just so you know, like he's kind of verbal. He's not talking in complete sentences and stuff like that. But he can tell you what he wants and what he's needing and if he's hurting, he can communicate that. And he's doing a great job. We freaking love the hell out of this kid. He plays a lot differently than most kids play at parks. Just the things he does, the things he thinks is fun, and the routines he gets into. So he's on the park. You know, he and I are playing around, running, doing his thing. And there's two little boys. And they're on that little spinny thing. It's like a merry-go-round, but it's like more of a tower, and you get on it and spin. And Gavin's on it, and my kid, it's Gavin. The boys want to get on there with him, and Gavin's like, okay, cool. So they get on there, and the youngest boy asked Gavin a question, and Gavin didn't answer. And the youngest boy looked up at his buddy, who's a little bit older than him, and says, why doesn't he talk? And they were really great kids. And the older boy says, well, it's kind of like your sister. She doesn't talk all the time, and he must be autistic. And I'm letting this conversation play out. This is brilliant. These are children, Mike. This is probably a 6-year-old. My kid's 7. It's probably a 9-year-old having this workaround conversation about my son in a very positive way. And the older boy's like, well, it's kind of like your sister. She's autistic, and she communicates differently. Oh, and the little boy's like, oh, okay, cool, neat. High five to my kid. And Gavin's like, yeah, cool, and then runs off and does his own thing. I'm getting on social media like 2 days later, and Ali posted a picture of his family, and I look at the picture. I'm like, holy crap, the little boy, that was Ali's son, you know? And so his sister, of course, the little boy's sister is Ali's daughter. And I text Ali and I said, hey bro, I just want to say, man, your boy and whoever the boy was with him, that's what I'm talking about. Like teaching children, whether you have family members on the spectrum or not, teaching children how to respond to kids. Because my kid will run up. If he sees a kid that he's like, hey, that looks like a cool kid, I'm going to run over to him and pat him on the head and be like, what's up, buddy? Almost squeeze his cheeks. And that's not okay with everybody. So we're working on like, hey, Gavin, give people space. But when those people understand, which I did not for a long, long time, until you have a child on the spectrum, you learn a lot of different things. Things that you never thought you'd be learning. But I just think that story is cool. And so here's CSU saying, hey, we're gonna put together a great event, a game. I don't know what it's going to look like, so we'll get details on this, but it's a neurodiversity inclusion game. I don't know if it's going to be like the Silent Night kind of game that we've seen before, where just nobody says anything in the crowd, we don't cheer. I'm fascinated by this. And good for Ali, good for his wife. They have been advocates. Obviously, they have a kid on the spectrum, but there's a lot of people that don't want to go out and discuss or make that a big thing, but it's important to. Because, you know, I always say, like, awareness is such a big thing. I used to wonder what that meant. Like, oh, something awareness. What does that mean? And now I know more than ever. Like, the more we talk about how kids learn differently and play differently and act differently, maybe there's less judging. My kid's 7. Sometimes he will have maybe a breakdown, you know, some call it like a tantrum. We'll be in a store. And a lot of people's first thought is, wow, you're terrible parents just letting that behavior go on. These children, sometimes they just can't control what's going on. A variable hits them and they can't control it. My kid will suddenly be a different child. And so, well, you'll get these parents or adults that look at you like, wow, you're a terrible parent. What are you doing? And it's like, you have no clue. It's parenting these kids can be such a challenge. It can be such a tightrope. And I really, really love the fact that CSU basketball is doing this weekend. It's a special thing. Wish we could go. My kid would be all over the place. He'd probably be on the court. He'd probably be like, oh, there's a cool looking dude. I'm going to go up and see that tall guy. And he would just run after. So no, it would be difficult for us. We've done a movie theater once, Mike, and it was, we did a neurodivergent and inclusive movie night or day. And literally Gavin ran around up and down the stairs the whole time. But every parent there is like, that's cool, bro. My kid's doing the same thing. My kid's hanging off of a light over here. It was actually pretty wild. One of the coolest things I've ever done. But I'm glad CSU's doing this. Let's read a couple texts here. Faith texting in on the First Advantage text line. This is why inclusion in schools is so important, because it teaches kids how to get along and communicate with other kids who learn differently than they do. Yeah, that is just so important now. For us, we got a service dog back in March, because Gavin really, he's not even always with the dog, but something about this calming presence with this dog, Bear, my gosh, he's like part of the family. I'll tell you what's really cool. He's a protector when we go out to places. So when people see Bear with this service dog vest on, suddenly if Gavin's having a hard time in a business, people don't go instantly to, oh, you're bad parents. They look at Bear, and I swear, this is what happens. They look at Bear, they look up at my wife or me, and they just smile instantly. So our dog is almost like this beacon, this promotion of, hey, my human over here is autistic, and he goes through some things, so just back off, you know? And then people will smile at that, and that has been a blessing, but that's been our little tiny way of teaching people as we go a little bit about our son. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What a wild day in sports, though, man. We're going to get to that. We'll talk about we'll obviously get into X's and O's basketball with Ali. I'm looking forward to it. Eastside Chris. Michael, can we hear some Dwight Yoakam Christmas bumper songs today? Brian got me going this morning. I don't know. Michael's so freaking weird about it. Michael, Eastside Chris wants to hear some Dwight Yoakam Christmas music at some point today. Can we play some Christmas music? We're getting close. It's the 11th. Can we do some of that today?
I play Christmas music all the time.
I don't want to hear your death and blood and gloom and doom. Merry Christmas, everybody. I don't want to hear that stuff.
I've never played a song. I don't want to hear death and blood
weird stuff that you do at your weird raves when you go to your gothic raves at night. I don't want to hear that Christmas music. I want to hear an actual freaking Christmas song that I would see on like a commercial radio station, or when I go to a store. I want to hear something like that, or Dwight Yoakam. I don't want to hear any of your weird offshoots, you know, Star Trekian Knights had an orchestra together and they made a Christmas album. I don't want to hear that.
I'm going to play Christmas music from the Star Wars Christmas special. Faith, back me up.
See, this is why you got to be careful, Mike. Big Hub just texting in. Well, he isn't a pedo. So like, you just fired that off to start the show. That was very, sorry, Mike, I'm calling you out. You can't, that's extremely, but like, that's extremely damning to just come out the gates with, oh, he's a pedophile. Like, that's not what we do here, bro. That's not what we do.
I assumed when he was, you know, in custody.
It's a staffer, so somebody old enough to be working there.
I didn't read the whole story.
That's why. Big Hub says he just had an affair, but Michigan is going to have a 30 for 30. And he also says, well, it's fact that he was arrested for threatening to kill her and himself. Yes, that part of it is he did get arrested for allegedly breaking into her home and threatening her and then threatening to kill himself. So that's what we know. So the pedo stuff, like, that's not sure where you got that one, but
I didn't read the story.
Yeah.
I just assumed.
You shouldn't do that. I'll back you up, kind of, Michael. I just need to hear it first. Give us a little snip, and I'll tell you if I approve or not of your Christmas. No, I don't want your goofy, like, your, what do you play, like, Dungeons and Ninjas or whatever you do on your spare time? Like, and you guys probably all sit around and just blare out, like, funky, hey, listen to our funky nerd mix about Christmas. Like, I don't want to hear that stuff today.
Well, I first don't play tabletop games. That's not my forte.
I didn't even know what that was.
Dungeons and Dragons?
No, okay.
By the way, you did bring up Dungeons and Dragons the other day.
I brought up, I said Dungeons and Ninjas. I thought
no,
it was
but
Dungeons
you did
and...
bring up Vecna, which is a reference to Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, that's Stranger Things. That's the show on Netflix. It's a very popular show.
Yeah, but you did bring up a reference.
Vecna is the evil character in Stranger Things.
Yeah, and he's also a character in Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait.
So you brought up a reference.
Help me out here. I'm seriously asking. Vecna's not a like they didn't create him in the Netflix show Stranger Things. He was based off something that already existed.
I believe so, because basically they're like the Demogorgon is they just name things after the character.
Oh, so the guy's not really Vecna?
No, he's the other two nicknames that he is. I don't think the Statute of Limitations has expired on season four, so I'm not going to give anything away from
but
season
he's,
four.
So they, oh, okay. I thought his name was actually Vecna. But apparently
no, they've nicknamed him Vecna.
Okay. All right. That helps me. So apparently that's a real character from the Dungeons and Tables Dragon game.
Yeah, he has two other real names.
His two other names?
Yes.
That's a lot of names. It's more than I have. Well, I guess I have three. Anyway, First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We have the Thursday night special coming up, too. Mike, we're 8-8. We're 8-8. We're 500. Big one tonight. Big one tonight. Yes, it's big.
You're not 8-8.
Yeah, I am.
That's right, Thanksgiving.
Duh.
Forgot about that.
I thought you were my friend. 32 minutes after the hour.
You're always making fun of me.
Whole show. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm saying what's real. Do you like Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Yes, you do, right? And I just...
Wait, should I play music from the Star Wars Christmas special?
Go for it. What is it? Go for it. Go.
I'm not going to play it now. I need Faith to
play
approve
something.
Or disapprove.
Can you play like something good that I would know? I don't... Like, again, your rave parties that you do for your goth nights, I don't want to hear that stuff. I just want to hear regular Christmas music.
I'm not a goth. Goth or an emo.
Let's take a break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron.
I'm being abused here.
No! I thought you were gothic. Seriously. The whole thing.
What part of me? Like, I don't dress like a goth.
Yeah, it's just kind of the things you are. You're very negative.
What the goths and I have in common is we both like dark rooms.
That's gothic, man. Dixon says, I vote no Star Wars stuff.
No, I'm playing it.
Let's take a break.
The Hall of Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show. On 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue Dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. My man, I was feeling good, the man had a beer. Had a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. Put him up to drop his wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took the
That's good. It's not like exactly what I was talking about, but it's close enough.
I heard it at the dentist the other day.
Nice. Okay, so here's kind of what we know. Here's kind of what we know on this Sharon Moore story. More details coming out. Married father of three. Obviously, Michigan Wolverines coach, former coach. He was fired Wednesday. They have Michigan avoided a $13 million buyout because of cause. Apparently, the relationship, the woman in question, you are starting to see reports coming out. Paige Shiver, who allegedly was his administrative assistant. She was the one that called 911 claiming he threatened her life with a knife at her home after the firing. Pittsfield Township Police detained him, and he remains in Washtenaw County Jail amid an active investigation with no charges yet. So that's what we know. Some people are asking, when did Michigan know about all of this? Because it is reported that Paige Shiver reported the relationship. When did she report that? Boy, Michael, this is going to come out. There's going to be a lot to this. And again, there's a lot of different rumors out there, too. So just be careful where you go. Dixon says, let's go. Attaboy. See, Mike, you're bringing Christmas cheer. Dixon needs it more than most right now. Yeah, yeah. Dixon, you can't hurt us anymore. The Chiefs' reign is over.
The referees cannot cheat with them anymore because they've been caught by
Faith
Texas El Paso.
Good. Every time, can we make a new rule? Every time I mention the Chiefs, I don't want to hear this long thing about the referees. That's a new rule. I don't want to hear you shake. I don't want to see you shake your head. It's not the Michael Dragons and Dungeons show. It's the whole show. I want to be able to talk about the Chiefs when it comes to football without having to worry that you're going to throw in you're extremely biased, they cheat, the refs get the fixes in. I just want to make that a new rule. Now, I'll give you like a green light. If I want to go there because it's a topic, then we can talk about it. But I want to be able to talk about the Chiefs and just dropping passes and stuff without every time I mention them, you come in and say they cheat and the refs. Can we do that? Can we be better than that?
Like, that is one demerit.
Yeah.
One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Like, what
yeah.
I'm doing is
that's
challenge.
Two now.
I'm challenging you, Mike. I'm challenging you. Let's be better than that. Give me deeper stuff than the refs, man. You sound like my Uncle Remus. You know, the guys that don't really watch football, and then they suddenly just go, the refs fixed it, man. So let's just be better than that. What do you think? What do you think?
Romulus and Remus. You know, Romulus, that's the homeworld of the Romulans
you
in Star
are
Trek.
Hopeless. You are hopeless.
By the way, I wasn't the one who, it wasn't my theory. It was the theory of
yeah.
other people who looked it up and did research.
Okay, but new rule, because I'm tired of hearing about it. So let's just like, new rule.
I don't bring it up every time the Chiefs, you know.
Can we still segment ideas? Bill Maher has a thing they used to do on HBO at the end of his show was new rules. Can we steal a segment? Is that illegal?
I do like new rule.
Can we start doing new rules? How, can we change
it? Yeah, but it has to be funny.
Well, new rules. Stop bringing up the referee Chiefs thing unless I ask about it.
That's not his segment. That's not what his segment was.
Well, this is my segment. What? Yeah, nobody wants to hear you talk about Star Wars. Sorry if you talked about this already, but did you see the 30 for 30 of Stuart Scott? It's not if not, it's a must-see. I was watching some of it last night, and I got to the really depressing part about how he and his wife got a divorce, and the daughters were really having a hard time with that, and then he found out he had cancer. And then I was kind of like, because I missed all the fun stuff about Stuart Scott and how he revived ESPN and he changed it. And then I would just start on the dark stuff. So I need to get like a mix there, because I heard it was good just throughout. There was a lot of sad stuff and deep stuff, but I definitely want to check that out. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris Dixon lives. He lives. He is here. Yeah, he is alive. How you doing, man? Do you need to talk? You need to talk. He says a quick Google search of Paige Shiver may help explain things. Yeah. 43 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Yeah, this Paige Shiver is the name, Mike, of the person that allegedly had the relationship with Sharon Moore. Apparently, she was working there before Harbaugh was still there, but then she got elevated to some kind of executive assistant. Her pay salary went from $58,000 to $90,000 this year. Interesting. She has now made her Instagram private, so you can't go check that out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just going to get crazy. What a story. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Dixon says, I'm alive, barely, kind of like the Chiefs in the playoffs. What will make things worse is Kansas City will probably pass Indy, since KC has the tiebreaker over them. But we may need Denver to beat the Chargers in Week 18, and if Denver doesn't have anything to play for, as far as changing playoff positioning, they may rest their players and let the Chargers win, costing KC a spot, even though we let Denver win in Week 18 last year and make the playoffs. Now they will return the favor and try to beat the Chargers. It's different. It's different. The Chiefs rested their starters. You're asking the Broncos to play their starters, if it comes down to that. If it comes down to Broncos-Chargers. I know most people are, like, really thrilled to see the Chiefs fall. I like dynasties. I'm ready for a new one. I do like dynasties, though. I didn't hate the Patriots. I didn't hate the Chiefs. I'm saying it. I didn't hate them. I like greatness. I didn't hate the Golden State Warriors. I hate the LeBron Lakers. I didn't hate the Kobe Lakers. I like dynasties. I think they're good. I think they're good for the game. Now it's time for a new one. 11:50 the time. Michael, let's take a quick break, wrap up hour number one. CSU head basketball coach Ali Farokhmanesh is going to join me coming up in the second hour of the show. We'll be right back.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
That's why I believe that Santa is a redneck. Each barbecue has made him fat. He's got an I Love Earnhardt sticker.
Brian already played it this morning. Brian, beat you to it, bud. As funny as you thought this was, Brian already got it.
Brian is also hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny, but I don't like that. Can we get something normal, like a normal Christmas song?
That is a normal Christmas song.
Like, that normal humans listen to, not, you know, like what you're doing in your spare time. That's nice. Is this going to turn into something dark?
No, it's not.
If it turns into something dark.
It's as dark as it gets.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's creepy. I like it.
Yeah, this guy, it's from an album.
No, I don't.
Happy songs.
No, I'm good.
In sad versions.
I don't need, like, details. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good. Yeah. Creepy, but Christmassy. I can go for that. It's totally good. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Ali Farokhmanesh, head men's basketball at Colorado State Rams. And the Rams are, they're looking good, man. They took care of business against Dartmouth, and they've got Northern New Mexico coming up this weekend. So I'm excited to talk to Coach about that. It's obviously there's a special meaning behind this weekend's game. So Ali coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.